弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天是一个特别的日子。
Today is a special occasion.
不但我们在这里庆祝我们的主为我们复活。
We're here not just to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
我们也在这里纪念我们地上的父亲。
We also remember our Father here on earth.
透过地上的父亲。
Through our Father,
我们更看见天上有一位父亲，他的爱超越我们地上的父亲。
We can see also our heavenly Father, whose love surpasses all the love of our earthly fathers.
我邀请在我们当中所有做父亲的或者准父亲的，站起来。
I invite all those who are fathers among us, or those who are about to be fathers, to stand up.
愿主大大的祝福你们。
May the Lord bless you greatly.
好像刚才所祷告的。
Just like the prayer we just said earlier.
愿主大大的祝福你们。
May God bless you richly.
请坐。
Please take a seat.
有一首的诗歌。
There is a hymn.
大家都熟悉。
It's very well known to us.
今天英文堂的弟兄姐妹也带领我们唱了这首诗歌。
And today our brothers and sisters from the English congregation also led us in singing this song.
他就说：“你信实和广大。”
Great is thy faithfulness.
我不知道大家熟不熟悉这首诗歌的圣经的背景呢？
I'm not sure whether you know the background of this hymn.
它圣经的背景是在哪里呢？
What's the biblical background of this hymn?
有没有人知道呢？
Does anyone know?
我知道有一部分人知道哈。
I know some of you would know.
其实它的背景呢，就是出在耶利米哀歌三章的22-23节。
It actually came from Lamentations chapter 3 verses 22-23.
但是你有些人即使知道是出自这个的经节。
Now, even though some of you may know that this hymn came from this Bible passage,
但也不太知道这卷书的整卷书的详细的内容。
But you may not know the full contents of this book.
特别是副歌那边说。
Especially with the chorus where it says,
你信实和广大。
Great is thy faithfulness.
你信实和广大。
Great is thy faithfulness.
每天清晨我领受新恩赐。
Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
我一切的需要。
All I have needed.
你全安排妥当。
Thy hand hath provided.
何等的大信是主赐给我。
Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
但是当我们唱这首诗歌的时候。
But as we sing this hymn,
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
他不是在我们祷告蒙应允的时候
it's not when our prayers are answered,
也不是神大大祝福我们的时候
it's not when we receive great blessings from the Lord,
更不是在我们心想事成的时候
it's not when all our wishes have come true,
你知道这个作者其实是亲眼目睹
the author the songwriter saw with his own eyes
耶路撒冷被毁了
The destruction of Jerusalem.
犹大这个国家亡国的被掳了。
The country of Judah, was taken captive.
就是在这种的光景之下写的这卷的书。
And this book was written in such situation.
它总共有五首的挽歌。
So there are five songs of lamentation in this book.
在这个五首挽歌当中。
And in these five songs.
第一首呢，它是哀悼圣城的陷落。
The first one was to mourn the fall of the sacred city.
第二首，它是悲叹公义的审判。
The second song was to grieve the trial of justice.
第三首歌，它是盼望主那广大的信实。
And the third song, sings for the hope for the great faithfulness.
第四首歌是为着那个同胞的苦难而哀哭。
And then the fourth one was weeping for their people's suffering.
第五首歌，为着上帝的拯救，在神面前祈求。
And then the fifth song was pleading for God's salvation.
这五首的挽歌。
So the five songs.
前面的四首是离合诗。
The first four were acrostic songs.
也就是他把每一节的第一个字的头一个字母。
That means it's taken from the first letter of each verse.
好像我们英文有二十六个字母 A 到 Z.
And we have in our English alphabet 26 letters from A to Z.
希伯来文有二十二个的字母。
And in Hebrews there are in Hebrew there are 22 letters.
每一节第一个字也是它的字母。
And so every first letter of the verses form this Hebrew alphabet.
这样子是为了让他们记忆，容易记忆。
This is to help the Israelites remember this song.
也是把他们的苦况流离尽致的可以表达出来。
But also it was to express their situation fully.
今天是一个特别的日子。
And today is a special occasion.
欢喜快乐的日子。
It should be a joyful day.
我本来应该讲一些非常喜乐的信息。
I should be sharing with you some joyful messages.
可是在我们里面有一个很深的个负担。
But inside me, I have a heavy burden.
在我们目前的世代当中。
In this generation we're facing.
包括我们在我们的信徒当中。
Including among our believers.
有一个真实存在的问题。
There's a true problem that genuinely exists.
这个世代。
This generation.
是一个无父的世代。
This day and age is a fatherless generation.
无父的世代。
Fatherless generation. And this generation
是个上瘾的世代。
Is an addicted generation.
这个世代。
And this generation
是被掳的世代。
Is a generation in exile.
无父的世代。
Fatherless generation.
在2000年的时候。
Back in year 2000.
新闻周刊里面有报道。
In Newsweek there was a report.
美国的社会有超过38%的家庭是单亲的家庭。
In the United States, 38% of the families are single parent households.
这是2000年的数据。
This was the statistics from year 2000.
我想这个数字只会上升，不会下降。
I think the number must have gone up.
现在到底是40%还是50%呢？
So now is it 40%, 50%?
另外一个数据。
Now another statistic.
讲到有10%的人认为说他们的父亲肉身缺席。
7 out of 10 think their father is physically absent.
即使有父亲在你这个家庭里面。
Even though you may have a father in your family.
可是你见不到他。
But you never see him.
这叫做肉身缺席。
This is a physically absent father.
这也是不单是美国，也是整个世界所面临的严重的家庭跟社会的问题。
This is a problem that not only the United States face, but also all over the world.
无父的世代。
A fatherless generation.
上瘾的世代。
An addicted generation.
也是被掳的世代。
And it's also a generation taken captive.
所以我们今天从耶利米哀歌里面。
So today through the book of Lamentations.
我们来思想几个的问题。
Let's consider a few problems.
为什么犹大国灭亡呢？
Why was the country of Judah destroyed?
他的王国被掳的惨状是什么呢？
What was the situation? What was the devastating situation of that country?
第二个是王国的原因是被掳的原因是什么呢？
And what was the reason they were taken captive?
第三个，这个被掳的出路是什么呢？
And how could they find a way out?
第四个，讲到可以被掳归回的喜乐。
And then fourthly, how could they find the joy in their return from exile?
最后我们看到这个王国被掳有什么应用对我们。
And then we'll see what's the application to us.
我们先来看一下这个王国被掳有哪一些的悲惨的状况呢？
So now let's see the plight of the exiles.
就好像我们刚才所读的。
Just like what we read.
锡安民的心哀求主。
The hearts of the people cry out to the Lord.
锡安城墙啊，愿你泪流如河，昼夜不息。
Your walls of daughter Zion, let your tears flow like a river day and night.
愿你眼中的瞳仁泪流不止啊。
Give yourself no grief, your eyes no rest.
夜间每逢交更的时候要起来呼喊。
Arise, cry out in the night as the watches of the night begin.
在主的面前清心如水。
Pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord.
你的孩童在各四口上面受恶化昏。
Your children, they faint from hunger at every street corner.
你要起来为他们的性命向主举手祷告。
Rise and lift up your hands to Him for the lives of your children.
我们的孩童。
Our children.
他说在各四口上面受恶化昏。
The Bible says they faint from hunger at every street corner.
要起来为他们的性命向主举手祷告。
So lift up your hands to Him, to the Lord, for their lives.
第一节告诉我们，一章一节告诉我们。
In chapter 1, verse 1, it tells us.
先前满有人民的城，现在何竟独坐呢
？How deserted lies the city, once so full of people.
先前在列国中伟大的，现在为什么像寡妇一样了
？How like a widow is she, who once was great among the nations?
以前在诸神中是王后的，现在变成是进贡的。
She who was a queen among the provinces has now become a slave.
变成是奴隶了。
It's become a slave.
更悲惨的是
，and even worse，
你竟然发现
，you find
这些悲惨的事情是上帝在那边主管。
That God has allowed these miserable things to happen to the nation of Judah。
他们说耶和华成就的他所定的。
The Bible says the Lord has done what He planned。
应验了他古时所命定的。
He has fulfilled His word which He decreed long ago。
他轻浮。并不顾惜。
He has overthrown you without pity.
就好像我们做父母的。
Just like us being parents.
当我们打孩子的时候。
When we discipline our children.
痛是在父母的心。
It hurts our hearts.
二十节告诉我们。
And verse 20 tells us.
耶和华，求你来观看。
Look, Lord, and consider.
见你像谁这样行过吗？
Whom have you ever treated like this?
你从来没有这样子行过。
You have never treated anyone like this.
第二个。
And the second thing.
你有看过妇人吃自己的孩子吗？
Have you seen women eating their offspring?
当城被围困之后。
After the city was laid siege to.
当饥荒临到他们的时候。
And when a famine came upon them.
当一切的这供应都断绝的时候。
When all supplies were cut off.
妇人竟然吃自己的孩子。
The women started eating their own children.
祭司跟先知在主的圣所当中被杀了。
And priests and prophets were killed in the sanctuary of the Lord.
按道理圣所是敬拜的地方。
The sanctuaries, they were places of worship.
人躲在里面是不能够杀的。
And so when people go into the sanctuary, they're not supposed to be killed.
而现在祭司跟先知在圣所当中被杀了。
But now priests and prophets were killed in the very place of the sanctuary.
为什么呢
？Why？
我们来看一下为什么有这么悲惨呢
？And let's look at the reasons for the exile.
整卷书里面
，throughout the whole book，
我们称耶利米书跟耶利米哀歌。
We say the book of Jeremiah and the Lamentations.
这个作者称为流泪的先知。
We say the author is the weeping.Weeping prophet.
为什么会这样子呢
？Why? Why was this happening?
至少两个原因。
At least there are two reasons.
神的百姓
，God's people，
包括这些领袖
，including the leaders，
公然藐视神。
They have blatant contempt for God.
第二个
，and the second one，
他们背弃了神的约。
They broke God's covenant.
上帝跟神的子民。
God with His people
已经立约了
had established this covenant.
在圣经里面
and in the Bible,
讲得清清楚楚
it was very clearly described.
你顺服
if you obey,
遵守神的诫命
if you obey God's decrees,
就蒙福
then you will be blessed.
当你背离神的命令
but if you reject God's commands,
违背他的约的时候
if you break God's covenant,
这些咒诅就临到了
then,all the curses will come upon God's people.
我们来看一下。
So let's look at this.
他说你的仇敌为首。
It says her foes have become her masters.
仇敌很痛。
Her enemies are at ease.
因为耶和华为他许多的罪过使他受苦。
Because the Lord has brought her grief because of her many sins.
后一节说耶路撒冷大大的犯罪。
And then it says Jerusalem has sinned greatly.
神是公义的。
And God is righteous.
神这样子待耶路撒冷。
And God treated Jerusalem in such a way.
是因为神的百姓违背他的命令。
It was because the people rebelled against his command.
以致你看处女少年人都被掳去了。
To such an extent that all the young men and young women have gone into exile.
百姓是这样子。
And the people were like this.
领袖更是堕落。
And the leaders were corrupted too.
今天的社会不是这样子吗？
Isn't it the same with the generation we are facing today?
你有意的话，最近发生的事情。
Have you noticed what is happening recently?
好像天主教的红衣主教。
Like the Catholic cardinal.
就是那个乔治佩尔。
George Pell.
他因为性侵犯男孩子，被判了六年的坐监。
He was convicted for sexual abuse of two young boys and have been sentenced to 6 years in prison.
在过去的几周里面，
但是他说他没有。Okay, in the past few weeks,
巨星教会的一个牧师。
There was a pastor from a mega church,
Josh Harris.
Joshua Harris.
他也是。公开说他离婚了，他不再是基督徒了。
He also made an announcement that he divorced his wife and declared he was no longer a Christian.
最近 Hillsong 教会的歌手跟那个音乐作家。
And then more recently, a band singer and a songwriter from the Hillsong Church.
他说我真的失去了信仰。
He said, I've truly lost my faith.
这是我们所面临的一个社会。
And so this is the society that we are in today.
本该神的子民是应该社会的见证。
Even though God's people should be a witness to this society.
我们目前的社会。
But this society we're in now.
是一个被掳的社会。
Is a society that's taken captive.
那这样子被掳就没有出路了吗？
So is there no way out of this situation?
什么是我们的出路?
Where is our way out?
是的，神的子民，他们犯罪。
It's true that God's people sinned.
圣经说他们犯的罪比索多玛的还大。
And the Bible says their sins were greater than that of Sodom.
索多玛是罪恶满盈的城市。
Sodom was a city filled with sin.
被神所灭了。
And it was destroyed by God.
到底神的子民还有盼望吗？
So do God's people still have hope?
我们求主帮助我们。
And we ask God to help us.
我们来看一下有什么出路呢？
So let's see what is the way out for the exile.
我们感谢主，在第三章的时候。
And so in chapter 3,
也是最中间的那一章,
the chapter in the middle of this book,
给我们看见,
it shows us,
当他看这些环境的时候,
when the author was facing this situation,
心里面就非常的绝望,
he felt despair in his heart.
但是当他想到这位神的时候,
but then when he remembered the Lord,
他心里面就有了指望。
His hope was rekindled in his heart.
今天我们所读的在三章第二十二节告诉我们说。
And so in chapter 3 verse 22.
我们不是消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，因他的怜悯不至断绝，每早晨这都是新的，你的信实 极其的广大。
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
所以当人开始想念主的时候，心里面就有了指望。
So when people started remembering the Lord, they started having hope.
当他们转向主的时候
，And when they turned to the Lord,
又发现主的话用笑脸在迎接他们。
They found that the Lord was welcoming them with His smiling face.
以致二十四节，三章二十四节说，耶和华是我的份，因此我要仰望他。
And so in chapter 3, verse 24, it says, The Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him.
凡等候耶和华的，心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。
God will bless those who wait upon him.
这里告诉我们。
And here it tells us.
被掳的出路是什么呢？
The way out for the exile.
想念主。
Was to remember the Lord.
我们转向神。
To turn to the Lord.
我们来仰望这位主。
To look up to the Lord.
等候主。
To wait on the Lord.
寻求主。
And to seek the Lord.
到底这位主是怎样的主呢？
So what kind of God is that?
因为他是盼望的主。
He's the Lord of hope.
因着他是盼望的主。
Because He's the Lord of hope.
我们想起这位主的时候。
Whenever we remember this Lord.
他给我们盼望。
He gives us hope.
他的慈爱永不断绝
，and his love is everlasting.
他的怜悯永不止息
，and his mercy is everlasting.
每天早晨都是新的
，every morning we see his new mercy.
他的信实何其的广大
，and his faithfulness is great.
当人去仰望他，心里寻求他的时候，神必施恩给他
，and whenever we look to him, he's going to give us his grace.
正是因为这样子
，and because of that,
他是盼望的主
，he's the Lord of hope.
他是慈爱的主。
He's the Lord of love.
他是怜悯的主。
He's the Lord of mercy.
他是信实的主。
He's the Lord of faithfulness.
他是恩典的主。
And he's the Lord of grace.
看环境是非常的绝望。
And even though the situation may be very desperate.
但是当人开始转向他的时候。
But when people turn back to the Lord.
三章四十节开始也告诉我们。
Chapter 3, verse 40 also tells us.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
预备，请。我们当深深考察自己的行为，再归向耶和华。我们当诚心向天上的神举手，我们犯罪悖逆，
并你有所不容许。
冠冕从我们的头上，我们犯罪，
我们有罪，
我们有祸。这里同样给我们看到出路是什么呢
？So it's also telling us the way out for the exile.
第一个
，Firstly，
审查我们的行为
，Examine our ways.
第二个
，And the second thing，
我们归向他
，We return to the Lord.
第三个
，And then the third thing，
我们诚心的来向主举手祷告
，We lift up our hearts and our hands to God and in prayer.
我们悔改。
And we repent our sins.
我们转向他。
And we turn back to him.
到了第五章的时候。
And in chapter 5.
一整章都是祷告。
The whole chapter is a prayer.
十八节告诉我们说，锡安山荒凉，野狗行在其上。
Mount Zion, which lies desolate, with jackals prowling over it.
这是事实。
This is a fact.
可是十九节是完全不一样的景况。
But then verse 19 gives us a very different picture.
耶和华，你存到永远，你的宝座存到万代。
You Lord reign forever. Your throne endures from generation to generation.
当神的子民愿意回转的时候
，When God's people turn back to God,
他的眼睛被打开了。
Their eyes are opened.
是的，地上的锡安山可以荒凉。
And yes, the Mount Zion on earth may lie desolate.
地上的圣殿可以被摧毁。
The temple here, the holy temple here on earth may be destroyed.
但是上帝不是单单被困在圣殿里面。
But the Lord was not confined to that holy temple.
他的宝座在天上。
He's enthroned in heaven.
存到永远。
And he reigns forever.
是的。 好像上帝还没有怜悯他们。
Yes, it may seem like the Lord has not allowed them mercy.
但是你看21、22节，那是信心的宣告。
But then when you read verses 21 and 22, you can see this declaration of faith.
他不再说，主啊，你来看我们，我们多么的凄惨。
The writer no longer say, Oh Lord, look at us, how miserable we are.
他的信心表现在先看22节。
The faith is expressed. Let's read verse 22 first.
你竟全然弃绝我们，向我们大发烈怒。
You have utterly rejected us and are angry with us beyond measure.
其实他真正的意思是。
But what the writer truly wants to say is.
你即使全然的弃绝我们，向我们大发烈怒。
Even if you have utterly rejected us and are angry with us beyond measure.
神啊，我求你让我回转归向你。
Lord, please help us to return to you.
这是信心的祷告。
And this is a prayer of faith.
难处还在。
Yes, the difficulties are still there.
还是被毁。
The temple was still destroyed.
人被掳了。
The people are still taken captive.
但是主啊，我求你使我们向你回转，我们变得回转。
But Lord, restore us to yourself, and we may return.
这是信心的祷告。
And this is a prayer of faith.
地上的圣殿可以失去。
We may lose this holy temple on earth.
但是你天上的宝座存到永远。
But your throne in heaven lasts forever.
即使我们你全然的弃绝我们，向我们发怒。
Even though you have utterly rejected us and are angry with us,
我现在求你，让我们可以回转归向你。
Now I pray that you allow us to return to you.
正是因为这样子。
And because of that,
我们看见。
We can see.
怎样是我们的出路呢
？What is our way out?
刚才提醒我们省察我们的行为。
It reminds us that we need to examine our ways.
让我们全然的归向上帝。
And we must return to God.
我们诚心的来向主举手祷告。
And we must pray to the Lord sincerely.
他也承认说：“主啊，我们犯罪，我们得罪了你。”
And we must also admit to our Lord that we have sinned and we have sinned against our Lord.
刚才我们所读的，他们也做出这件信心的祷告。
And just as we read, they also pray this prayer of faith.
正是愿意神的子民愿意回转。
And because God's people are willing to turn back to God,
神愿意赦免。
God is willing to forgive them.
不但愿意赦免。
Not just to forgive them.
他在神的子民当中要成就大事。
He's also going to accomplish great things in his people.
被掳了。
They were taken into exile.
谁可以想到
？So who could have imagined that?
有一天神的子民可以回归了。
That one day God's people would be allowed to return.
而且这个回归
and this return
是出于外邦的君王
was because of a Gentile king.
我们现在来看一下。
So let's read this.
看一下这个被掳归回的那种的喜乐。
Let's look at the joy of returning from captivity.
之前好像上帝向上帝祷告的时候，上帝好像沉默了。
So when they were praying to God, it may seem that God was silent.
但是上帝他的应许透过历史来应验。
But God has fulfilled His promises through the historical events.
苦难是神公义的审判。
Yes, pain and suffering was the judgment from God.
但是他的目的是要拯救犹大这个。国家
But the purpose was to rescue the nation of Judah.
当神的百姓真心悔改归向神的时候
When God's people genuinely returned to God,
神就成就了大事
God fulfilled this great thing.
所以波斯王古列的元年
So in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia,
古列王受神的激动，允许犹太人回国重建圣殿
The Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia.So that his people could return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
号召所有人来奉献，来建造圣殿。
And he called on everyone to make free will offering for the temple of the Lord.
在人看来不可能的事情。
It may seem impossible to us.
可是神成就了大事。
But God has fulfilled, accomplished this great.
好像我们今天所读的诗篇二十六篇那样子。
Just like Psalm 126.
当他们回顾过去的时候
，When they look back on the past,
他们在向主来祷告。
When they pray to God.
耶和华将那些被掳归回带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。126第一节这样子说。
It says we were like those who are dreaming when the Lord allowed us to go back to Jerusalem.
我们满口喜笑，满是欢呼的时候，外邦人就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。
And our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. And it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them.
第三节说，耶和华果然为我们成就大事，我们就欢喜。
And verse 3 says, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy.
但是当他们回来的时候，回归的时候
but then when they returned,
还有许多荒凉之处需要重建的工作。
There was a lot of places that need to be rebuilt.
所以第四节祷告说，主耶和华，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像蓝地的河水复流。
So verse 4 says, restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev.
所以他们不但是向主赞美，他们更是向主来祷告。
So they not only praise God, they also pray to God.
他们回顾过去的同时，他们也立志当下。
As they reflected on the past, they also they were determined to face the current situation.
最后当他们展望未来的时候，他们更是做出信心的宣告。
And they also make this proclamation of faith when they look ahead into the future.
说流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
And they said, he who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow.
那带种流泪出去的，必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
Those who carrying seed to sow, they will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them.
诗篇一百二十六不单是对当时的人讲的。
Psalm 126, not only spoke to the people back then.
今天他仍然来在向我们说话。
Today the psalm is also speaking to us.
他要求我们以过去神的神迹来作为我们将来的尺度。
It's using the miracles that God performed back then as a measurement for us today.
来看当时的干枯的之处为未来的河道。
So that we can see beyond the dry places and see the river flowing.
我们也看这个劳苦还有沙种为将来丰收的序曲。
And we could see those who toiled to sow the seeds, they were able to get an abundant harvest.
王国被掳。
So even though their kingdom was taken captive.
对今天的你我有什么？提醒呢
Now, how does it serve as a reminder to us?
耶利米书有五十二章。
There are 52 chapters in the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米哀歌有五章。
There are 5 chapters in Lamentations.
很少人去读。
Not many people will read these.
至少有三个的原因。
At least there are 3 reasons.
第一个，他们说太长了。
Firstly, these books are too long.
第二个太难了，我们不明白。
And second thing is they're too hard. We can't understand.
第三个，这个里面的信息太令人沮丧了。
And then the third reason is that the messages in these books are very depressing.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But then the Bible tells us.
圣经是为我们写的。
The Bible was written for us.
因圣经所生的忍耐跟安慰，我们可以得到盼望。
For the things that are written in the Bible, we can receive endurance and hope.
你知道到目前为止，这个犹太人他们每年七月九号。
So, do you know that the Jews on the 9th of July every year?
他们都诵读耶利米哀歌。
They would read the Lamentations.
为什么读这个耶利米哀歌呢
？Why would they read this book?
来纪念主前587年。耶路撒冷被毁跟七十年圣殿的被毁两次的圣殿被毁
It was to remember the two destructions the Holy Temple being destroyed twice once in 587 before Christ and the other one in 70
我们来看一下这个被掳对我们有什么应用呢
So let's see how do we apply this to us to ourselves
圣经第一章五节告诉我们说，因着他们的罪过。
And the Bible tells us in chapter 1, verse 5, because of their many sins,
孩童被掳去了。
Their children have gone into exile.
十八节。
And in verse 18,
因着他们违背神的命令。
Because they rebelled against God's command,
那些处女少年人被掳去了。
Their young men and young women have gone into exile.
因着主啊，这些的先知。
Because the prophets,
他们为他们建虚假的意象。
Because the visions of the prophets were false and worthless.
这些可能说平安了，平安的没事，大家都很好。
These prophets have been saying peace.Everyone is going well.
也没有显露他们的罪孽。
They did not expose their sin.
以致他们被掳了。
And then they were taken captive.
当时是被掳的状况。
So that was the situation back then.
今天同样是个被掳的时代。
And today our generation has also been taken captive.
你承认吗？
Do you admit this?
你不觉得现在是被掳的时代吗？
Don't you think we are a generation that's taken captive?
我们没有被掳到哪一个国家。
We haven't been taken captive in exile to another country.
可是多少的时候我们已经身不由己了。
But often we can't control ourselves.
那不该行的恶，我们倒去做。
The evil things that we should not do, we go ahead and do it anyway.
那该行的善，我们没有能力做。
The good things that we are supposed to do, we're not able to do it.
这是一个被掳的时代。
So this is a generation taken captive.
我们大人被掳了。
We as adults were taken captive.
我们的孩子被掳了。
Our children are also taken captive.
想一想看。
When you think about it.
我们一周当中。
Throughout our whole week.
我们一天当中
，throughout a day in our life，
我们敢把我们今天所做的、所想的、所说的话，我们录下来放在耶稣的面前吗？
Are we brave enough to record all these things that we do, that we say, that we think, as a recording and lay it out before our Lord Jesus？
这是一个被掳的时代。
This is a generation that's taken captive。
五章一到三节，这样子我们一起读。
In chapter 5, verse 1, let's read it together.
预备，请耶和华，
Remember,
求你纪念我们所遭遇的事，观看我们所受的凌辱，我们的产业归于外邦，我们的房屋归于外邦，我们是无父的孤儿，我们的母亲，你看我们受的凌辱。
See our disgrace.
我们的产业归外邦人。
Our inheritance has been turned over to the strangers.
第三节说我们是无父的孤儿。
And verse 3 says we have become fatherless.
我们的母亲好像寡妇。
Our mothers are like widows.
今天好像我们都看过去，我们都在做父亲。
Today, as we look around us, there are a lot of fathers among us.
多少的时候我们被掳了，我们还不知道。
But how often we don't even know that we have been taken captive.
这是一个被掳的时代。
This is a generation that's taken captive.
这是一个无父的时代。
This is a fatherless generation.
我们的孩子在哪里？
Where are our children?
圣经提醒我们。
The Bible reminds us.
十九节，夜间每逢交耕的时候，要起来呼喊，在主面前倾心如水。
Verse 9 says, "Arise, cry out in the night as the watches of the night begin. Pour out your hearts like water in the presence of the Lord."
你的孩童在各市口上受饿发昏。
Your children faint from hunger at every street corner.
你要为他们的性命向主举手祷告。
Lift up your hands to him for the lives of your children.
我们的孩子，
Our children,
在哪里呢？
Where are they?
我们在哪里呢？
Where are we?
刚才提过，
I just mentioned,
新闻周刊里面所说的超过38%的家庭是单亲的家庭。
Newsweek reported over 38% of the families are single parents.
那是2000年的数据。
That was the statistics from year 2000.
现在到底是40%是45%，我不知道。
So what is it now? 40%, 50%? I don't know.
而在这些家庭当中。
But then in these families,
7%的人认为父亲是肉身缺席了。
70% of the people believe that their fathers are physically absent.
这是一个怎样的时代？
So what kind of generation is this?
缺席的父亲。
Absent fathers.
焦虑的母亲。
And stress, the mothers under stress.
失控的孩子。
And children are out of control.
很多的时候。
And often,
父亲需要承担家庭的责任。
Fathers must take up the burden of the family.
可是更多的时候。
But then often,
我们就无赖的把孩子交给了妻子。
They just hand over the kids to their wives.
自己留给孩子的是一个匆匆的身影。
And all that their children could can see is just their father's back.
我们有许多的贪心。
We have a lot of greed.
心里不满足。
We're never satisfied in our.
可是这些贪欲使人追求想要的。
And the greed forces us to go chase after what we want.
忽略了需要的。
But we ignore what we need.
却毁灭了必要的。
And destroy the most necessary.
今天我们的孩子在做什么了？
So what are our children doing today?
在各事口上面，他们挨饿发昏。
They faint from hunger at every street corner.
可是对我们在西方国家的孩子来说，
But to the children in the Western countries,
除了他们物质上面没有缺乏，
They lack nothing materially.
其他全都缺乏，
But they lack everything else.
我们的孩子缺了什么？
What do our children lack?
看回被掳的光景。
When we look at the situation of those people taken captive,
那些孩子
，the children，
在街口上面受饿发昏。
Their children faint from hunger.
而我们的孩子
，and our children，
或者说我们作为神的儿子儿女
，and we as children of God，
我们的光景是怎样
？What's our situation?
你每天都在看什么
？So what do you watch every day?
我们每天在看什么
？What do we watch every day?
我们的孩子面临的环境是什么
？What do our children face?
这是无形的被掳。
It's invisible captivity.
这是上瘾的时代。
This is an addictive generation.
这本书叫做《上瘾的真相》。
This book is called is titled Addictive Truth.
他自己的孩子。
The author's own child or children.
也是贩毒之后被勾上了。
Was addicted after he went into.Trading drugs,
无法自拔。
And he couldn't get himself out of that.
他提醒我们。
And it reminds us.
不要以为我们的孩子不会上瘾。
Don't think that your kids won't be addicted.
因为我们所面对的是一个让人上瘾的时代。
Because the generation we're facing is an addictive generation.
我们以前说不要引狼入室。
We used to say we don't invite a wolf to look after the sheep.
可是现在试探、引诱、豺狼就在我们的房间，在我们的周围。
But today, temptation, trials, the wolves are just inside our bedroom around us.
他说上瘾有两类。
The book talks about two different kinds of addiction.
一种是物质的。
One is about material.
一种是行为的。
The other one is about behavior.
物质的，比如说大麻呀、处方药啊、海洛因啊等等等等，那么
addiction to substance like marijuana or heroin，
毒品现在泛滥。
We see overuse, abuse of drugs。
现在即使说在现在的小学里面，都有孩子在问你要不要吃这些东西。
I've heard that even in primary schools, some children are actually selling drugs。
你也不知道我们的孩子在看什么的网络。
And you don't know what your children browse on the internet。
有一个年轻人，他父亲是医生。
There's a young man. His father is a doctor, medical doctor.
在美国名牌的大学来读书，非常有前途，看上去。
And he goes to a very famous college in the United States. So he's got a bright future ahead of him.
结果交了一个也是吸毒的女朋友。
But then he got to know a girlfriend who's a drug addict.
后来因为吸了过多的海洛因死掉了之后
And then he died from drug overdose.
父亲去美国参加的不是孩子的毕业典礼，而是丧礼。
So the father went to the United States not to attend the graduation ceremony but to attend the funeral of his son.
另外一个更可怕的就是行为类的上瘾。
And then even more scary is the behavioral addiction.
电子游戏
games, online games,
色情刊物
or pornography,
色情的录像电影
or porn movies, videos,
我们的头脑
and our brains,
跟电脑不一样
our brains function differently from a computer.
电脑什么东西不要的话，它只要按下 delete删除可能就没了。
With a computer, what you don't want, you can just shut it down or delete it, and it's gone.
可是这一些的录音录像。
But all these videos,
录音录像、电影一旦进到我们头脑里面。
These videos and movies, once they get into our brains,
不是那么容易让它忘掉的。
It's not easy to forget.
它要抓住你的心。
It will take hold of your heart.
所以你看见这些网络的那个里面的危害吗
？So can you see the danger in all these material flowing around on the internet？
弟兄跟姐妹
，Our brothers and sisters，
有人说得好
，Someone say，
我们不能够阻止鸟从我们头上飞过。
You can't prevent birds from flying over your head。
但是你可以阻止它们在你的头发里面筑窝。
But you can stop them from building a nest in your hair.
今天我们所做的需要是什么
？So today, what do we need to do?
靠着借着我们的祷告
，through our prayers，
借着圣灵的带领，大能
，through the power of the Holy Spirit，
透过耶稣基督他的帮助
，through the help from our Lord Jesus Christ，
没有其他的办法
，there's no other way out。
因为为什么呢
？Why？
我们有犯罪的自由。
We have the freedom to sin.
可是我们失去了不犯罪的自由。
But then we're going to lose the freedom not to sin.
那些毒品。
So all the drugs.
那些淫乱的图像。
All those porn pictures and videos.
连试都不能试的。
Don't even try them.
但是当一个人试了之后，被勾上了上瘾之后，怎么办呢？
Now, if you've tried that and you are addicted, what can you do?
除了上帝的帮助
Apart from God's help.
这本书告诉我们说，父母非常的关键
And this book tells us parents are very important.
需要付上更大的代价陪伴孩子
Parents must pay a greater price. They must spend more time with their children.
但是我们感谢主
And we give thanks to our God
我们真正的自由
Our true freedom
唯有在耶稣基督里面
Is in Christ alone
耶稣在世上曾经这样子宣告
And Jesus declared when he was on earth
被掳的释放
Those who are taken captive will be released
瞎眼的看见
And he will recover the sight for the blind.
受压制的得着自由。
And will set the oppressed free.
耶稣为我们成了被奴的。
Jesus, because for our sake, he was taken captive.
当他在十字架上的时候。
When he was on the cross.
被人家讥笑。
He was mocked.
如果你是神的话，你从上面下来，我们就相信你。
If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross and we'll believe in you.
因着耶稣为我们被掳。
Because Jesus was taken captive for our sake.
并且在十字架上面为我们牺牲他自己。
And also sacrificed himself on the cross.
在十字架上面耶稣说的成了。
And on the cross, Jesus said, it is finished.
完蛋了。
Is it finished?
在他们看来是完蛋了。
To the people around him, they thought it was all finished.
但是耶稣的救恩成就了。
But then Jesus was saying the salvation work was finished.
因着耶稣的死。
Because of Jesus' death.
我们有盼望。
We have hope.
因着耶稣的救恩。
Because of the salvation from Christ.
我们可以被拯救。
We can be rescued.
同样的。
And likewise.
当我们愿意来依靠主的时候。
When we're willing to trust God.
我们做父亲的可以有不一样的影响力。
Our being fathers, we can have a different influence on our children.
你知道，在我们受苦的时候
，You know when we're suffering.
当我们痛苦最遭难的时候，谁跟着我们一起受苦呢
？When we are afflicted, who's going through this affliction with us?
耶利米哀歌三章三十一节告诉我们到三十三节。
Lamentations chapter 3 verses 31 through to 33.
我们一起的很肯定的来读。
Let's read it together with confidence.
预备，请。因为主必不永远丢弃人，主虽使人忧愁，
还
要照他诸般的慈爱发怜悯，因他并不甘心使人受苦，使人忧愁，在一切的苦难中，以赛亚书六十三章第九节，他跟我们受一同受苦。
Isaiah chapter 63 verse 9 it says, in all our distress.He too is distressed.
所以我们当中做儿女的
So, all of us who are children,
为我们的父亲祷告
Let's pray for our fathers.
他们也非常的不容易
It's not easy for them.
我们当中做父亲的
And us who are fathers,
我们多少时候为我们的孩子来祷告
How often do we pray for our children?
我承认
I admit,
我自己做的不够。
Not enough. I haven't done enough.
我需要在我的儿女面前说，爸爸不是很称职的爸爸。
I must say to my children, I haven't done all my job as a father.
但是我今天立志。
But today I am committed.
靠着主的恩典
by God's grace
我愿意常常为你们来祷告
I'm willing to pray more often for you
一个父亲他的影响力
as a father his influence
可以是巨大的
may be very big very great
孩子是下一代的希望
soThe children, we say the children is the hope for the generation to come.
他也是明天的父亲。
They will be fathers of tomorrow.
有好的榜样可以借鉴的。
And there is a good example we can look to.
孩子就知道做男人的真谛。
So if they have an example they can look to, then they know the true meaning of being a man.
责任在我。
So I have the responsibility.
责任也在你。
And you have the responsibility too.
所以我为了重拾神的呼召，重新捡回神的呼召
so, to again pick up God's calling for us,
承担父亲领袖的地位
to take up this role as a leader, as a father,
距离是最可怕的
the distance is the most scary thing.
不但是身体方面，感情方面也是
not just physically, but also emotionally.
一个好的父亲
A good father,
不但影响自己的孩子
not only influences, his own children,
也影响孩子的孩子
he influences his children's children.
爱德华·华兹
Jonathan Edwards
他是牧师也是作家
He was a pastor and he was an author.
也是大学的校长，非常的忙碌。
He was also a president of a university. He led a very busy life.
但是他有一个习惯。
But he had a habit.
不论有多忙，他都抽出一个小时陪他的孩子。
It doesn't matter how busy he was, he would always set aside an hour to spend with his children.
他有四个的孩子。
He had 11 children.
但是你看见他孩子以及的孩子是怎样呢？
But you can see how his children and his children's children turned out.
在他的男性的子孙当中
，among his male descendants，
有超过300个人成为牧师、宣教士或者神学的教授。
There were over 300 who became pastors, missionaries, or lecturers in Bible colleges.
120个的大学教授。
120 professors in universities.
110个的律师。
110 lawyers,
60个的著名的作家
,60 authors,
30个法官
,30 judges,
44个大学校长
,40 presidents of colleges,
3个国会的议员
,3 senators,
一个美国的副总统
,and 1 United States vice president.
好的父亲
,a good father,
可以产生长远的影响力
,can have such long-lasting influence on other people.
同样的，一个不好的父亲
，and likewise a bad father.
他同样影响他的后代，他的后代。
He also had influence on his descendants.
有一部的电影
，there's a movie
叫做《勇气》
，called Courageous.
这四个的男人
，these four men，
他们工作在最前线。
Their work is at the front line.
作为执法的警官
policeman
监狱里面他看见监狱里面关了太多的人
they see there are too many prisoners in the prison
当父亲被关在监牢的时候
when fathers were locked in the prison cells
好多他以后他的孩子也在里面度过
Often their children will also spend time in prisons.
所以他们在神面前有一个立志。
So they committed themselves before the Lord.
回应神作为父亲在他身上的这样子的位分。
In response to this father, the roles of a father that God has given them.
作为父亲。
As fathers.
最重要的不单是提供孩子的需要。
The most important thing was not only to provide for their children.
更重要的是
，More importantly，
为他们做什么呢
？What should the father do？
应该成为孩子的引导者。
They must be a teacher to the children。
也成为孩子的保护者。
A protector to their children。
当然不单单是他的供应者。
Not just being a provider。
我有两个朋友。
I have two friends。
神学院的同学。
My classmate from Bible College。
他们在。监狱里面去探访关心这些人。
They go and care for the prisoners.
你看见的话，流程这么多的监狱，人满为患。
You would see all the prisons in New South Wales that are filled with criminals.
今天上帝给我们做父亲有一个神圣的一个使命跟角色。
And today, God has given all the fathers.A holy calling and a role.
当我们想到
When we consider
我们的孩子被掳的时候
Our children have been taken captive.
好像圣经里面所说的
Just like the Bible says.
我们的孩童在街市上受饿划分
Our children faint from hunger.
你要为他们的性命举手祷告
You must lift up your hands to the Lord for their lives.
我们盼望
We hope
我们做父亲的
All the fathers among us
回应神的呼召
Respond to God's calling
不单成为我们孩子的供应者
Not just to become a provider for our children
教导我们的孩子
But we also teach our children
陪伴我们的孩子
We spend time with our children
用祷告
And through our prayers
保护我们的孩子
Protect our children.
任何时候都不会太迟只要我们肯回转归向神
It's not too late as long as we're willing to turn back to God.
我们为我们的孩子担心。
We may worry about our children.
我们为我们的孩子的状况害怕。
We may feel afraid because of their situation.
可是我们是有盼望的。
But we have hope.
把我们的害怕，我们的担心。
Turn our fears, turn our worries.
来敬畏这位主。
Into worshiping our God.
因为他有能力。
Because he is powerful.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says.
我们一起来读诗篇十六篇二十六节。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 14 verse 26.
敬畏耶和华的大有依靠，他的儿女也有避难所。
Whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for the children it will be a refuge. Fathers,
我们起来回应神的呼召。
Let's respond to God's calling.
神圣的使命。
This holy calling.
神圣的角色。
This holy role.
孩子们。
Our children.
也为常常。为你们的父亲祷告。
Please also pray for your fathers.
我们一起在神面前蒙恩。
So that we can all be blessed.
当我们回转的时候。
And as we turn back.
当我们来依靠这位复活的主耶稣的时候。
As we rely on Jesus Christ.
神在我们当中成就大事。
God will accomplish great things among us.
下面我们请诗班，我们来唱这首诗歌。
Now
we. 耶和华果然成就大事。
Now we're going to invite the church choir to present this song.